when moms and PTAs and PTA groups and things like that were protesting against going to guys' work, you know, they were just seeing things like girls' panties and a little bit of blood, you know? So you can imagine if they saw what we just watched back then.
Oh my God, they'd be in hospitals.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding me? They'd be in hospitals. They'd be in comas.
Right. Dude, that's how you
Hey everybody, welcome to the Anime Summit Podcast. I'm Nick, and with me I have Sam.
Let's crack a lock in.
Hizzy!
And Danny.
How's it going, everybody?
And today we're talking about Devilman Crybaby.
Yo, you didn't even,
released on
you didn't
Netflix.
Even intro Smokey.
Oh, and Smokey.
Smokey's a part of this now?
Can you just, like, bring him up to the mic and just squeeze
Smokey,
him?
Come here, stupid. Come over here.
Oh, that's not nice. That's not nice.
Meow over here.
Wait a... Oh, you're actually doing it?
Get over here, you
Smokey.
He fucking
ran away.
You're
that
fired.
No, you should get... No, get Luna, because Luna's
Wily
the more
cats.
Talkative
yeah,
one.
Luna Tuna. Big Kahuna
yeah.
Luna.
Oh, Optimus. Oh.
I'm sorry, Nick, before I really interrupted, you were saying...
Yeah, well, if we're staying on topic, we're talking about Devilman Crybaby later in the episode, and, you know, we've had a week. We've had a hell of a fucking week if you're a Vikings fan. I'll talk about that
bam.
Later. I don't want to
like,
bore people
bam.
With it, but dude.
Bam.
Oh, dude. Fuck anime. That was, like, the best moment of, like, the past 5 years for me.
That's weird.
Congratulations.
It was like probably the best moment of my life, but anyway, yeah.
I'll tell you what. Dedicate this episode to two people. The first person is Dolores Rorian, who is the lead singer of the Cranberries. She passed away.
Oh yes.
She is badass. She has been an inspiration to me as a young musician and many people who were into the grunge and rock scene in the 90s. And I'll dedicate. The second person I'll dedicate is to Stefan Diggs for being a baller.
Can you dig it?
For taking us to
Woo!
Philadelphia.
Oh, my God, dude. Well, by the time this episode releases, we may or may not still be in the playoffs.
Yeah, right. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine, though. We had a great
but
moment.
Yeah, Dolores,
anyway,
dude.
Hopefully we make it.
I fucking love you. Rest in power, my chick. You are the shit. I hope that you can hang with Prince and do cool stuff and jam. And things like that nature. Anyway.
Music will forever be a part of this
oh,
world.
Yeah.
Even if she is
for
not.
For sure. And their music will be too. So that's what's badass. Now I'm
in the words of the Cranberries, zombie. Zombie.
I have to say, Zombie is my go-to karaoke song.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's a little depressing. All right.
So. Song is great. So classic.
It's a really great song. It's
my
very,
go-to song is Devilman.
Very powerful.
Now.
So as you heard Nick in his beautiful intro, he said we were going to talk about Devilman Crybaby. It just released on Netflix. January 5th, like last week or so, whatever.
It's already out. A lot of people see
yeah, yeah.
It's fucking.
I think it was like
two weeks ago. Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know,
we're a little
you know,
late on it,
you
but,
know that
you know.
Me and Danny and Nick love doing this Netflix shit. So we're going to do it again with your happy bitches. But first, I'm going to pass the mic over to the homeboy for the new.
Well said.
I also play Nintendo, yes.
A little bit of a slow news week, not a whole lot. There's just like a couple of announcements. Little Witch Academia Season 2 was announced or teased. And then, Sam, you wrote down there's a new Mazinger Z movie coming to the U.S. theaters to celebrate the anniversary, and that's another Go Nagai creation.
I will put that link in the description so you can see. It's coming in February. There are dates there. So there you go.
And then like a couple of – this isn't really news – this is more of a topic. I just put down, like, why is anime still region locked? There's a cool thread on Reddit that talks about it.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Because, you know, we have the internet now,
I think
so
there was
like,
a,
why is it happening?
There was kind of a small, little big discussion going on in our Discord about it. Because people were saying stuff like,
yeah.
Oh, this is on Netflix now. And it's like, yeah, in Canada. Like, you know. Like,
yeah, well, and that's kind of relevant because next week we're talking about winter first impressions, and Violet Evergarden is not available on Netflix US simulcast. So,
right.
You know,
sad face.
Right.
Part of the reasons is like, there's like three big ones. We'll post the article in the comments or in the show notes, but it's like, they want to reduce competition,
right.
Like for the, you know, like different companies overseas and all that.
Sure.
And, you know, they're trying to do that. And then they're also trying to quote unquote discourage piracy, although they know that doesn't work. And then they're also trying to reduce like the amount of reverse importing that happens in Japan and all that. And then the third reason is because fuck it. They can just do it.
Because they can, right. Because we have listeners in Canada, and I just thought that was hilarious. And we were just like, okay, cool. Like, that doesn't help me. You bitch. Like, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to sail the high seas. Like, dude, if you already subbed to Netflix, just pirate something. If they don't have it simulcast in anime, I'm like, it's your moral obligation to pirate it. Because Netflix is not catering to our needs. Plus, you're not stealing anything. You already subbed to them. You're already giving them money. That's my opinion on that. But, you know.
And if you just want to wait, then wait until
just wait.
Spring 2018. Simple as that.
Y'all got to wait. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, if you want to be a scrub.
If you want to be a scrub-a-dub-dub.
You scrub.
Everybody in the tub.
But yeah.
Except for Violet Evergarden.
Damn.
And then the last piece of news is a JoJo Part 5 has been teased. They've like filed for new JoJo logos. There's like a whole article, we can link it. Pretty sweet. Part 5. You know, mm-hmm. It's going to be fucking sick, dude. JoJo. I still got to read that manga, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God.
Same. I feel the like memes. With JoJo's, like, I can't watch it. It doesn't, like, catch my attention that way. So I feel like if I read it, it'd be a whole different experience for me.
And then
you go at your own pace.
And then
you
probably would be like, oh, well, maybe I will watch some of this parts because whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
It's all about the memes.
I have some Nintendo Switch news.
Uh-oh.
Skyrim is coming to
what?
The Switch. Yeah.
Oh, with all the mods? Probably not.
There wasn't too much detail because I have a Switch, and I was looking on the news feed that the Switch has, and they have like this mini mod kind of thing where they like tell you announcements and everything. And at the very end of the video, they like showed a quick like epic trailer of, Dark Souls is going to the Switch.
Oh, Dark Souls. There we go.
Yeah. I forgot. Skyrim is already on the Switch, but Dark Souls, which like everyone is going nuts over, that's like, I guess, like a big deal for the Switch. So
I'm not a big Dark Souls person.
I'm not a big Dark Souls fan.
Wasn't number
either.
2 really bad, but 1 and 3 were really good? That's what I heard.
I heard 3 was really.
All my friends like love Dark Souls. They also love Bloodborne. So, yeah, it's a really hard game.
Dude, all I think about when I see those games is video game Donkey in, like, Skyrim. He's like, come on, Master Chief, let's get the fuck out of here. He's like Thomas the Tank Engine flying around.
Beep, beep.
Oh, dude,
why even play if you don't have those mods? Like, come on.
Yeah.
True that. So, also, Street Fighter Arcade Edition dropped today. So, if you want to play me.
All right, save it for the video game podcast, guys.
Anyway,
Jesus.
So earlier Nick mentioned in the news, Mazinger Z has a new movie called Mazinger Z Infinity.
Yeah, I already announced it.
I know. Shut up for a second. So anyway, Mazinger, why am I bringing it up again? Because Mazinger is one of the coolest big robots ever. He was one of the OG big robots. And he's a big inspiration to Hideaki Anno for Evangelion and stuff. And Mazinger was created by Gō Nagai, who was also the creator of Devilman.
Yeah, I said
Devil
that
Man.
Too.
No, you didn't. You didn't say that.
I glossed over it, but I
you
did
you glossed
say
over
it
all
we'll
stupid. You were like, yeah, Mazinger Z, he's a robot, a guy, he farted. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, good enough. Dude, just Read between the lines, man. Come on.
My name is Nick, and I like to smell my hand after I touch a barbecue sauce. Like, okay, for you. Anyway.
Nothing like stale BBQ.
Fucking Chipotle barbecue wings from Domino's. Oh, shit! Shit is delicious. Anyway, Devilman Crybaby. We watched it. 10 episodes, about 27 minutes long. No commercials because it's on Buttflix, okay? Just too legit to quit. Everything is butts, okay? Facebook is face butts. MySpace is my butts.
Or butt book.
Butt book. Butt flicks.
Yeah.
Nick is butt hole.
Okay.
Trisha calls me. Trisha calls me Sam butt. She's like, "Hey, Sam butt. Like, what do you want, bitch?"
Sam butt. He once told me.
Good one.
The world was gonna explode. Spoilers for Devil Man Crybaby. something.
Yes, disclaimer. If you have not watched Devil Man Crybaby, please turn this off right now and go watch it.
Or leave it on.
Or, you know, or if you don't mind spoilers, then by all means, just keep on listening.
For sure. Or, yeah, if you don't plan on watching it, just who cares. But anyway,
No, it's worth watching, though. It's good.
Think... Okay, we'll get to that. But anyway, just really quick. I personally just want to give a shout-out to Gonagai because I love the man, okay? He's done a bunch of stuff that I absolutely love.
Yeah, from the 70s.
Yes. He's, and then...
OG.
He did Demon Lord Dante, which was what Devilman was based off of. He started his own company, Dynamic Productions, in 1970 and created my favorite robot, Getter Robo. He's done...
Dude, he did Getter and Mazinger.
Yeah. And he also did... He was a guy back in the day. He tried to tackle every kind of genre. So he even did the magical girl genre and did Cutie Honey, which is... I love Cutie Honey. It's great. Anyway, the biggest thing about Gonagai is that he was like Ed Boon, like in Japan. Ed Boon's a guy who did Mortal Kombat, and when Mortal Kombat came out, it was a big controversy. People were all up in arms because of blood and whatever. He was like that, but for Japan, because people were reading his manga and they were seeing boobies everywhere. Boobies. Okay, Haden Shigakuen was like a raunchy manga. Okay, it was like prison school. There's raunchiness and boobies and peepees everywhere. And because he was just like, whatever, I'm writing a story and it's raunchy. He pushed the limits like that all the time. So anyway,
I'm looking at the cover for that, and the woman is just completely naked and she got stars on her
titties. That's what's up. So, you know, that being said, I love Gonagai. He went there. He did the thing. There are some questionable things in his mangas in the past that are a little like, I don't know if I can get behind that. But still, it was great. So, Devilman. He made Devilman in 19 what? Do you remember what it was? I had it up, and then I closed
72,
closed
I think.
It. I fucking...
72, roughly.
You were right, 72.
Oh, that was the anime, I think.
Yeah. But I closed it like an idiot, sorry. The manga was in 72, and then the anime was in 72 also. It was like kind of like how Dragon Ball was.
5 volumes.
Yep.
Relatively short for a manga.
39 episodes for the original anime, 1972 to 1973.
Yeah, they always did the thing back in the day where every show was like 3 seasons, 4 or 5 seasons, like 30 to 50 episodes. And they just had like enemy of the week, like monster of the week type format. Yep. And this one was apparently no different. Obviously, we haven't seen it unless you guys have.
I've seen but I've seen not. Some of it. The first time I
mean, I know the OP and ED, those are catchy.
Yeah, I know, super
it.
Catchy. I've seen some of it, and the original Devilman is much like Guyver or Power Rangers, you know,
he's kind of like a superhero type thing, or
but the
know,
thing that was
it's not the th- yeah it's not super fucked
yeah
up.
The thing that was cool about it was that he was like a devil. He wasn't like some guy with armor and a man devil.
Now you're a man.
But the first time I ever watched Devilman was the OVA by Manga Entertainment, or well, produced by Manga Entertainment here in North America.
Yeah, the 80s OVA, yeah. Like 87 to 90.
Yeah, 87. You're exactly right. Holy shit.
Those didn't finish the story,
though. You're
fucking
nailing it with the years, dude. Holy shit.
Because I looked up before the podcast.
Yeah, no, it's called Devilman.
I did a little bit of homework. I half-assed it this week, all
it's
right?
It's called Devilman The Birth, and it doesn't really, it kind of was like a retell kind of.
It was like four of them. Yeah. Yeah.
It's 50 minutes in total. That was like, for me watching that as a kid, I was scared of it because there was a lot of violence and people's faces exploding, guts everywhere.
Blood.
Yeah, the hyper-violent 80s OVAs.
Yeah. And then, there's obviously been a tons of iterations that I could go into, but the main focus today is Crybaby.
Yeah.
So.
And what's cool is like Devilman, anime, a lot of anime fans are going to notice when they watch Crybaby is like it really influenced, it has like heavy influences on a lot of modern anime.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Evangelion and Berserk.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to spoil why, but if you've seen those two shows, you're going to be like, oh, shit, this is like almost the same scene.
Yeah, yep, yep.
And, yeah, so it's really cool to see the connection there. So, yeah.
So definitely look up Gonagai. He's legit. Like Nick said, he set the bar for a lot of things. His appearance before Crybaby was actually in Devilman versus Cyborg 009. And way back when we had the original four of us on the podcast, I talked about Cyborg 009. So you should.
I remember you talking about
that. So you should
that.
Hook it up. Look
I it watched
up.
One episode and I'm like, nope, their hairdo sucks.
This show sucks. My name is Nick. It's not meme-worthy.
I don't like the poofy
I
hair.
Love
they
it,
look
dude.
Like those
fucking
troll
great,
dolls.
Dude.
I hate that
fucking
shit.
Great. I love it.
Looks like a little sixth grade boy.
Nah,
it's like, what
you're
are you doing?
You're a butt sniffer. You're a butt sniffer. Okay, so check it out. Devilman Crybaby on
gotta
Netflix.
Shave your head.
How do we want to go about this? How do we want to attack this? Do we like it? Do we hate it? Do we like
let's
the boobs?
Have Danny talk for the next 30
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, because I talked for the past 20.
Let's mute ourselves. No, I mean, for real. I got to go take a poop.
Let's go to the bathroom.
30 minutes.
Oh my
okay,
God.
No, yeah, no. I want to hear Danny because every time we do these Netflix things, she goes in. She's like,
"But we gotta."
She was like, fucking garbage.
We only did one, and we only and the one that we did.
No, we did
was,
two.
Was
it was Death Note Castlevania.
This is our.
Yeah,
that's
we gotta
right.
we gotta give a
two.
Brief summary of like what is Devilman
okay.
Crybaby.
Well, you can Nick
so,
if you want.
All right.
Or
then,
no, Danny, go
yeah.
ahead.
If you guys want to do it,
oh,
you
yeah,
can.
No,
have
no,
sex
no,
in
no.
Because
all right, we're gonna. We'll
well,
each
I,
say
I
one word at a time, and we'll go around the horn. So, Devilman is
in
just go real
series.
Slow. Oh wait, you want to do that? You really want
no,
to?
No, don't
that?
Do that. No.
Okay.
I guess okay. I'll go. I'll go really quick, and then Danny can get it in. But anyways, it's about a guy named Akira Fudo who reunites with his friend named Ryo, and Ryo informs him that an ancient race of demons has returned back to take the world from humans. So. The only way to defeat the demons is incorporate their powers with the demons. So Ryo suggests that Akira unite with Amon, the devil, and he transforms into Devil Man in the first episode, blah, blah. And there you go. And Devil Man, then he goes around fighting demons, and they kill bitches. And there's a bunch of hell, heaven.
Fighting around the
there's
world.
There's a lot of boobies and blood and boobies. And there's
a lot
of sex.
A lot of boobies.
That's yeah. a lot of sex. He have yep. a lot of sex out of time. So
the boobies were a perfect circle.
The boobies were a perfect circle.
Oh man!
So
never gets old.
So, what did we think of it, Danny? She's over in the corner. That show sucked.
this show made me very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
You
like,
don't like mustard blood?
Sounds like a going to guy thing.
No, not even. Like, it's so hard to explain because of what I saw and what I was watching and what was going on in my head. Because I wasn't... I knew of Devilman. Like, I knew... that it was that was made in the 70s and all that kind of stuff, but I didn't do like my background homework on like exactly what it was, so like I pretty much just went in with Crybaby, you know, not knowing what the show, what the, like what the history is about Devilman.
So you fucked up is what you're saying.
I kind of, but at the same time, like, for a person who has never seen any sort of adaptation of Devilman, like, this is just my general honest opinion, and that, like, you know, I thought the story was really interesting, and like how they went about telling the story, you know, that was interesting. But then all of a sudden, you know, there's these sex scenes that are just like really fucking trippy, and like, I don't know how to feel. Like, what am I feeling right now? Mm-hmm. And
welcome,
like,
to
what
the
am
mind
I
of a teenage boy?
What am I watching? Like, I remember started watching the first episode, and it was like 2 o'clock in the 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and like, as I'm watching, you know, these women, like, their boobs just start eating men and shit, and I'm just like, should I even be watching this in the afternoon, like, when everyone is awake?
They just, you know, come in right at that.
I watch some of it at work. I'm like, YOLO.
Like my mom will probably come in like, what are you watching? Like,
or you just have it blasting on like a big screen TV?
No, it's just my normal size TV.
Did you do the thing that the girl did where she was, like, touching herself while the donkey noises were playing?
Oh, that was just really strange. I'm just like, what? Why? Why is this happening?
Isn't that what girls like?
No, not donkey noises.
Hearing donkey
that's
noises
for sure.
While we do it? Yeah, no.
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 That got me going.
Honey, no.
But, like, maybe you know, like, the... The story, I thought the story was pretty cool, you know, from what I watched, especially in Crybaby. So, you know, I don't know how they told the story in the 70s and, like, all the other adaptations. But for this one, you know, I really, like, close to the end of the show, I really did not know what I was going to be, what I was going to expect.
Right, you kind of went in not knowing who, like... Who going a guy was very much
who
and,
these people
yeah because
exactly.
if you had so, you probably would have had some idea that it was because
yeah I really didn't know like how like sexual
mm-hmm.
this show was
yeah
you know?
Well it's kind of like a metaphor, you know, the show has a lot of symbolism. These characters going through puberty trying to figure out what gets
yeah,
their,
like
what
who they are and all that. Yeah, yeah, and I guess yeah, like I and I appreciate that. So like you know if you know a teen would want to watch this, like it's definitely has the symbolism of you know like trying to figure out who am I, but it's not even you know it's not even for even like teens. It's even for adults like who don't know who they are. You
sure.
know, and, like, who are trying to find themselves and everything. I mean, like, I still don't know who the fuck I am. Like, I'm trying to find myself.
Sure.
You know? So, some like, you and I have talked about that before,
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, this show just made me genuinely uncomfortable. And,
because
like,
of,
I
so
actually
because
had...
Of, not only because of the scenes depicted, but how some of the characters were depicted as well.
Yeah. Like, I didn't really understand Rio's motive throughout the show. You know, like, in the beginning, it was fine. You know, like, he told Fudo, like, oh, you have to do this. Like, you have to defeat the demons and all that kind of stuff to save humanity. And then all of a sudden, like, big plot twist. And I'm just like, what?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's revealed in the final episode. Cause,
yeah.
Well, are we just going to get into spoilers?
Yeah, Danny already gave a disclaimer.
I kind of already, like...
Okay, because, like, Rio is Satan. And he's, like, he's trying to get back at God. And in this story, God is kind of the bad guy, sort of, because he like wronged Satan. I forgot exactly how, but
I mean, and he's, so
that's like
pretty much
his motivation is to like destroy the world and then use that to get back at God, and like that's his whole thing. And it's like,
yeah,
but it's
that's how Satan is depicted in the Bible.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what this is telling, basically.
Especially for you know, Catholics and Christians, like that's how Satan is depicted.
Yeah.
So
yeah, his name was Lucifer, and he questioned some things, and God struck him down and said, you can go work down there. And he was like, God, fine. And he just went down there.
And there's a lot of similarities to the book of Revelation.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In
Crybaby.
Well, like, because like Rio, he pulls open the Bible and he's like, oh, it's the book of Revelation. Conveniently, I left my Bible here.
Hey, look, this is the part about me.
he opens it at like the beginning. I'm like, wait, isn't the Revelation at the end? That's like the last book.
But
it's like he has so many pages left in there.
But the thing,
but anyway, yeah, like,
oh, sorry, go ahead, Nick. Sorry.
That's kind of what the story is. It's like the end of the world. It's like this apocalypse that also has a lot of, it kind of explores a lot of human emotions too, and is like symbolic of a lot of things.
Right.
I was listening to, shout out to the Anime News Network podcast. They were talking about how it's like, it was kind of symbolic of like how gay people have to get through the world. Like the devil men were supposed to be represented as like gay people, and like, you know, they were shunned by the humans or like regular society, and then they had to fight back and blah blah blah. So like, yeah, shout out to that. So yeah, there's like a lot of stuff going on.
It's a very, and that's probably why. And I'm not gonna lie. Okay, I kind of, with Going to Guy, right, back in the day when moms and PTAs and PTA groups and things like that were protesting against Going to Guy's works, you know, they were just seeing things like girls' panties and a little bit of blood, you know? So you can imagine if they saw what we just watched back then.
Oh my God! They'd be in hospitals.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding me? They'd be in hospitals. They'd be in comas.
Right.
Dude, that's how you beat demons. You gotta kill them and fuck them at the same time.
So the thing is, though, is that Crybaby.
The only way.
The thing is, though, is that Crybaby was directed by Masaaki Yuasa. And it
I was gonna mention that he's the one. Going to Guy didn't really like directly work on.
I think he just kind of gave his blessing on this one. I don't even know if he.
Yeah, he didn't.
Excuse me.
Direct it. Yeah, that was Masaaki Yuasa, and you can really tell because I totally interrupted you. So I'm sorry. I'm just saying, like Masaaki Yuasa's like style. All of his shows look kind of like this, with like the really blobby characters. Like they don't have very much detail on them, but they move really fluidly. If you watch Ping Pong the Animation or Kaiba or, you know, Tatami Galaxy, they have pretty similar style. And, like, he's a super famous director. Like, Masaaki Yuasa, he did some work on Space Dandy, too.
And Adventure Time. He directed an episode of Adventure Time.
This guy's, like, a fucking genius, like, when it comes to direct. Not, like, it's not for everybody, though. Like, his style isn't for everybody.
Right.
But sorry. Go ahead, Sam. I interrupted.
If Danny's going to say something, you go ahead and say something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, if we're going to talk about art style, like, I definitely want to mention that I really, like, out of, you know, me being uncomfortable with watching the show, I really enjoyed the art style.
Oh, yeah.
on how it was drawn. Like, it actually reminded me of the solo series, the woman called Fujiko Amane.
Oh, Fujiko Mine?
From Lupin the Third.
Yeah, from Lupin the Third. Yeah, like, it really...
Love that movie.
That's what it reminded me of. It also had, like, it also reminded me of Kill la Kill, on how...
parts of Kill
la Kill was drawn. Yeah,
that
parts
show
of
had
Kill
so
Kill.
Many different styles, though.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's what's
and,
great about it, though.
What you call it? And it had, like, hints of Pokemon X and Y.
All right, with the devils, the demons being Pokemon.
No, kind of, but also like if you take a look at what's her name, Miki, she looks like she would be like a Pokemon trainer, like how her eyes are drawn.
That's
and
true.
Everything.
Yeah.
She kind of does.
And her hair, so.
And her boobs. No, I'm just kidding.
So So what I was saying, and before I continue my point,
yeah, what was
I should have
saying?
I'm sorry. Totally I should have asked Danny to finish her whole.
Well, I didn't know how we were gonna do.
Oh, we just go all over. And the fun thing, about anime.
Yeah, we're jumping around a lot. We should get
the
back
the fun thing about anime summit is that we pee all over the place. I can't write in. I can't write my name in the snow properly because I just want to pee all over the place.
Great. Good to know.
You pee like Akira. You just splat everywhere.
So speaking of, before I continue my point, waifu is Mickey and husband of the hour is.
Yeah.
Sorry, we forgot to do that because we got excited about Devilman.
We were so excited online.
I was like hurrying.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of goes without saying.
I was hurrying.
It could be Ryo though. It could be
Ryo. I would let him.
Could be Satan.
I would let him do things. Anyways, I digress. So the thing is, you know, so I can kind of agree with Danny because there were parts of it where even I was like, "Damn, he really kind of Masaki Yuasa really kind of took this in." Kind of took that controversy and ran with it a little bit, you know, like
he really did. I was just like I'm sorry, I'm interrupting Zom, but like I had to take a pause on like watching it. Like I couldn't binge it. I really couldn't binge it because it just made me feel things that like made me question about myself and all this other stuff.
Right.
So it like kind of freaked me out a little bit.
So the thing is, too, is it's like, you know, it was a Netflix show. You know, Netflix shows, you can kind of not worry about, oh, they can say that, you know, because it doesn't matter. It's not on TV. It's on Netflix, you know. So,
Yeah, this couldn't have aired on Japanese TV because it's too graphic for
definitely
that.
Not. Even just right away, you know, when they go to the nightclub at the end of
maybe not even Crunchyroll.
So they in the end of the first episode, they decide to go to the nightclub because they think, oh, there's a bunch of degenerates there. There's some demons hiding there, right?
Well, no, he's trying. No, Ryo's trying to awaken. He's trying to get Amon to
take over. So they're trying to
Akira's body.
Yeah, so
and he's like influencing him to do that.
Yeah. So they're right when they walk into this club. The club is called Sabbath. And right when they walk into this club, there's just naked strippers everywhere. There's people.
There's sex
people
everywhere.
Doing it with these strippers on the couch.
Dude.
Everywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Standing up on the couch.
I like how it's just like so bouncy. I'm like, finally, animation's got the bounce.
Oh,
but
like
this
the
had
bounce.
The bounce.
Are
the,
you
some
kidding
some girls like some
this
girls like twerking. I'm just like
in the words of
I'm thinking of the
in the words of my friend Dima in his song, all that ass, make it bounce, all that ass. Oh man, I love that song. Anyway, look up Dima Cash, Minnesota hip hop. Anyways. So, like, the thing is, they kind of took that controversy and ran with it. But either way, see, it kind of sucks because my whole prediction before I watched it, and I even said it in the seasonal discussion on our Discord. You should join our Discord, by the way. Is I said, I kind of feel like Devilman Crybaby will kind of be only really, really, really super cool to the people who are a fan of Go Nagai or Devilman in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my prediction was not so far off. It definitely wasn't 100% on. But, I mean, I was kind of right because I really enjoyed it. And I really enjoyed the surrealism, especially when the prostitutes in the first episode were their boobies were turning into monsters and eating people.
Dude, that's all Masaaki Yuasa, though. He's the
He went in.
He took the original work and, like, did his magic to
it. Yeah.
So
but
to continue Danny's point about the animation, like the transformations that were happening were super, super, super sick. And I really enjoyed the darkness. I really enjoyed them more playing into the Bible. What do you call it? Correlation, you know, because in the original anime, it's just like, he turns into Devilman and fights bad guys. And then in the OVA, the one I first saw, the first time I experienced Devilman, they tried to do that, but it was a little all over the place. You know, it was only a 15-minute OVA. It's not very long. So
no, Sam, there's like four of those, but they don't.
I'm talking about the birth. I'm talking about just the birth. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I know, but there's sequels to that as
Your
well.
Your sequel. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's the first time I saw. I know, good one, Sam. High five. So anyway,
I haven't seen any of them yet. So.
That was the first time I experienced Devilman, and they kind of tried to do that. I think Crybaby, only being 10 episodes, did that pretty okay. There was still a lot I feel like they tried to stuff in. But I don't know. I really enjoyed it for what it was, I guess. You know what I mean? For it being a new take and adaptation on Devilman and on Akira Fudo.
Yeah, it was like a modern take. They had the social media in there, people, all their cell phones and everything.
Yeah, and you know,
Miki
was
getting harassed
because
on Instagram and all
because
that.
Because the thing with Devilman versus Cyborg 009 is that they tried to modernize it too much. There was a lot of CG involved. There was some other stuff, and just like, for people who are not, who haven't heard of Devilman or Cyborg 009 before that, they wouldn't even like understand half the shit that was going on. You know, so
yeah. Well, yeah. This one you can watch. You can go into this blind. You're fine doing that.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
I did
yeah.
it. I mean, I did it.
And
so.
And I don't know. I just really enjoyed it. I loved Ryo, and I loved how like sadistic he was. Throughout.
Yeah, he was just really cold.
He was. It's like
he didn't have any empathy until the very end.
He didn't have a lot of emotional connection to certain things, and
well, it was only to Akira.
Because they're childhood friends.
That was it.
They're childhood friends, too. So, yeah. But anyway, I guess I kind of want to hear what Nick has to say, because Nick has been around the block and has seen a lot of stuff. So, I mean, I kind of want to...
Well, I just liked the comparison.
Go ahead,
to,
Nick!
I like how I started talking with my mouth facing away from the mic, so like you couldn't hear what
I
was
moved
saying.
Away from the mic so I can breathe.
My shitty mic etiquette. But I just really like the comparisons to Berserk and Eva, where it's like, if you've seen Berserk and the Eclipse scene, I'm like, oh, that's like the same thing. But yeah, the monsters, all the humans like going all full Cronenberg and just fucking like exploding
into
Cronenberg,
these. Yeah.
Dude, yeah, wasn't Cronenberg was before the 70s, right? Or am I wrong?
No, he was like 80s, kind of.
Was he?
Yeah, like Videodrome and. Death to Videodrome, long live the flesh, the new flesh. I don't know. Anyway.
Let's see here. Well, I'm looking
it up. Okay, yeah, look it up, because now I'm actually curious. Maybe he did have late 70s, but no, I'm not going to. This is fine. We're just hanging out. I don't give a shit. But no, Videodrome, yeah, it was a lot of that weird fleshy transformation gross shit. And a lot of weird sexual uncomfortable scenes in it.
So many.
Yeah.
It's just body horror. Pretty much, it's like people turning into humans. Or people turning into humans, yeah.
Demons.
I've created the most destructive being in the universe. It turns out it's man. But yeah, that's what Videodrome is. It's like body horror and shit.
Oh, but you know, now... there's a meme going around that instead of people doing the Naruto run, they're doing the Devilman run.
Oh, yeah, where he, like, hunches way over and he just, flails his limbs. Yeah.
And they're wailing their arms and everything like that. Like, I saw something on Facebook about that. So, and that kind of made me laugh. I was just all like, yeah.
They banned that in the Olympics. It's too good.
Too good.
Too fast.
It's too fast.
Well, yeah. Cronenberg was like slightly after going to Guy. He was like probably 5 years after. Anyway, yeah. So, dude, I just love the monsters in here in Devilman Crybaby. I liked the rappers too. Like those, the gang of misfits.
Oh, yeah.
That they kind of give you a little synopsis of the story in their rap, you know, like in case you missed something, their rap tells you what's going on in the story a little
that
bit.
That was kind of like a
really
weird thing, but it was super cool. It was like, what? Like, what is this?
It was awesome.
Super sweet.
It was really kind of catchy too. I like that. But yeah, I just like the brutalness of it, like how it's all like rage filled and like red, you know, like fuck, man. Like more anime needs to be like that. I'm sick of the fucking pansy bullshit where these characters are all like pacifists and shit. And like there's not enough violence. People don't just fucking off each other because that's how it is in the real world.
Fucking Nick. I'm just being a fucking realist.
I like the ultra violence, man. That's fucking sweet.
Oh, yeah,
it like turns my stomach a little bit, so it's hard to eat.
In the words
but,
of Alex
you know.
DeLarge, yeah, we went for the milk plus and the ultra violence. Yeah. A Clockwork Orange. Thank you. Anyway, yeah, no, I agree.
That's a great movie.
Singing in the Rain or whatever.
I fucking agree. I think it's a...
Yeah.
It's a... Because a lot of people on our Discord especially, and I like to reference our Discord a lot because they always be talking in there, and they make great points that I can live vicariously through. But they say a lot of things, like they were saying things like, holy shit, like, what did I just watch? You know, like, it was really funny seeing some reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
But, or like, one person, she's new to her Discord, she said, I didn't get why they drew Ryo's penis, but literally everyone else had no genitals. And I was just like, same.
Oh my God.
I don't remember
like,
seeing
that.
Was that just like one frame?
I didn't remember that either. I was like, wait, what? So I was trying to go back and find it, but I didn't remember where that was.
There's a lot of boobies. And butts.
A lot of boobies.
Oh, and talons.
I honestly think there should have been more penises, but you know, it's I'm not the
you just had dong, to man. you just had to settle with
I just had to, which is like I'm okay. Like that's fine.
Well,
that's fine.
You had phallic, you had horns, you know, and tentacles.
Okay, that's
stuff like
close,
that. Spikes.
Close. Yeah. So I think I also really like the design too, by the way. I think that's important.
I love it and hate it at the same time. I wish it weren't so dark. My only complaint is, like, at times I'm like, wait, am I watching this on high definition? Because, like, I could barely see a couple of the scenes.
I agree
with
that.
Especially near the end.
There was almost like that.
Because, like,
the atmosphere was like, yeah.
There's some of them where it's like they were shooting it as if it was through somebody's eyeball. You could kind of see it, like, fading out at the end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the whole picture looked like the shape of an eyeball. I'm not good at describing that. There's a term for it, but I don't know. And then, it just got a little bit hard to like figure out what's happening. But that's, you know, only a couple of times. And then there's also a couple of times where they just like didn't animate anything, or they got a little, you know,
they got a little lazy.
They tried to save budget, but then they made up for it with like these awesome Sakuga scenes where like he's fighting and like splattering stuff and going nuts.
Oh yeah,
like that was fucking sick. But yeah, like. I like how there's, like, Devilman actually has these characters with, well, at least the main characters, like, they have, like, they feel pretty real, you know, they have, like, these real motivations and stuff, and even if Miki is, like, kind of idealized, like, nobody's that perfect, but,
I
enjoyed that.
Well, that's what the conflict was between Miki and Miko, you know.
Yeah.
Miko wanted to prove a point that Miki wasn't so perfect.
Yeah, well, she was trying to get her name back. Like, she was jealous, you know, and she's trying to get her name back and trying to get all more attention and all that.
Yeah.
And that's like part of the theme of it too. It's like people are trying to fit in, you know, and they also have to figure out, like, a lot of the humans were painted as, like, evil, and so were the demons. But then it's, like, the devil people were kind of the good guys. They had, because they embraced, like, their beast side, but then they're also, like, their empathy side, and they were, you know.
Their human side, their human hearts.
But, at the same time, you can't be perfect like Miki, because that's too innocent. And she ended up getting killed, like, in a super, like, fucked up way at the end. Like there's that famous scene with her head on a pike, you know.
That whole scene just made me feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's like, the idea. I saw all that coming.
That
I'm like,
also,
she's dead.
Yeah, that and also like the scene with her brother, devouring.
Oh yeah, he ate a dog.
Stuff.
He ate a dog,
yeah,
and then he ate his
ate
mom.
A dog too.
Dude, that was
yeah,
just like Made in
mom.
Abyss. He looked like Miggy from Made in Abyss.
Oh God. Why'd you have to bring that up, man?
Yo, Sam, do me a favor and kill it. Kill Miki.
No.
Oh, dude.
Oh God, no.
Why?
Why, God?
Oh God, please, why?
Danny,
dude,
no.
Body horror, man.
But the everything you're saying right now is like, that's like going to guy. It's like you're uncomfortable. Good. You should be. Like, the kind of art that he, in controversy, he tried to create is, that's what he tried to do, you know? And I think...
Yeah, he kind of
yeah,
had a...
Crybaby made me uncomfortable. I can only imagine what the manga will do to me. Because, you know, I read Junji, Like, I've read Uzumaki, and that manga is uncomfortable. That manga is fucking weird.
I have not read that one.
Oh,
yeah. Junji Ito is getting shows in the winter season now.
Well, they
can never do it justice. Yeah.
We'll talk about that next week.
Why are they so bad at doing anime horror? Anyway.
We'll talk about that next week. Anyway.
Yeah. Topic for next week, winter season.
Yeah. So get on it. But, I was going to say, do we want to score this or would we recommend? Like, I would only recommend it to the kind of people who like this kind of stuff, though. You know, it's Danny's job as a host to watch it if we're doing the topic, you know, so she watched it. But would I have recommended it to her normally? I don't know.
Probably not. I don't know
if I would. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just that kind of.
I would, because I like to mind fuck people.
Now that's a mind fuck. Yeah, no, Nick is.
What was that Kanye quote? He's like, "You better be wearing a condom because I'm about to mind."
No, that was P. Diddy's character and Get Him to the Greek.
Yeah.
And Get Him to the Greek.
I butchered the quote, but you get the idea.
Yeah. Don't matter. I'm going in dry. I'm about to mind fuck you.
I mean, like, would me personally recommend this to somebody, even though, like, it made me uncomfortable in the end? Probably. You know, I would still recommend it for the artwork of it, like the drawings and stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
The music is awesome. Like, I thought the music in Crybaby was great.
Oh yeah.
So you know, as for an artist perspective, definitely watch it. You know, and like if you are an animation student in college, like, this is definitely something to have for your homework, mm-hmm. you know, and to study and stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
well, yeah, all of Masaaki Uwasa's stuff is worth watching if you're into animation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I would definitely, like, on a student perspective, I would definitely recommend it. But as, like, you know, someone to just randomly pick it up and, you know, say, I want to watch something new, like, this probably wouldn't be something that I would recommend. Not unless they, like, tell me, like, what kind of movies they're into. So, like, if they're into, like, you know, Jigsaw or, you know, the Saw movies or anything like that, then I'll be like, okay, here you go.
Yeah.
Or Cronenberg movies.
Yeah.
There we go.
Death to Videodrome.
Or Rick and Morty.
Long live the new flesh.
The Fly. You did The Fly, right?
The Fly.
I still have not seen The
With
Fly.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
I really want to see
That was
the
probably
Fly.
One of the best horror remakes ever. Anyway. I also would I feel like I would only recommend it to people like what Danny said, though.
Yeah, you already said your son. Let me
oh,
talk.
Oh, sorry. Okay. All
right.
Sorry.
I would recommend this to, like, any anime fan. If you're trying to get into anime and you're like, what should I watch from 2018? Like, you got to watch Devilman Crybaby from this year. This is going to be one of the shows of the year that's like,
people are
going to
talk about
is,
it for sure.
Put it in the bucket of, like, this kind of represents this year, you know?
Yeah.
That's my thoughts on it. Like,
I do,
it's good.
Yeah,
it's
I do
watching.
Have to say that, like, you know, to kick off, you know, the new year and everything, this is definitely one of those shows that definitely kicked it off right.
Anime of the season. It's the only one that's finished so far.
Anime of the season.
Wins it by default.
So, I mean, I also, too, would like to point out that I also really appreciate this adaptation, and I really love how Uwasa did it, because he was, and even though Danny is just one of many people who watched it, obviously, I think even if it's just one person, he was able to successfully make her uncomfortable watching Devilman. So, I mean, I think that's fucking awesome. Like I said, there were questionable things that Go and a Guy put in his mangas back in the day that were like, you know, but that was the whole thing, was kind of stirring up that kind of controversy, you know, getting it to show on to print and put it in bookstores and getting it to go on make movies out of it. You know, now we have Netflix, so you know you could make a whole movie of Nick just saying fuck for 10 minutes, and they'll put it on Netflix because it's like, who cares? It's Netflix, you know.
Instant classic.
Instant
right
classic.
There.
Nick just saying fuck for 10 minutes.
In different kinds of voices.
In different kinds of voices.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fuck. For 10 minutes. And then, I mean, so I think just because of that alone, I rate it very high in my mind, on my personal list.
If we're going to talk about rating, I did not rate it because I didn't know how to rate it.
Yeah, you can wait.
That's
on.
Awesome.
It might take a little while.
That's awesome.
I really didn't know how.
That's
like,
fucking dope. Like,
you know, at first I did a 4, but then like I was really thinking
wait,
about it.
Out of
it,
5
and
or out of 10? Mal score,
out
right?
Out of 10. 4, okay. Out, yeah, Mal score. And then I was just like, no, I'm not even gonna rate this because like I really don't know how to rate it. Like it just gave me these really strange feelings, and I was just like, I can't rate this. Like there's
it's a 10.
I wouldn't say it's a 10.
No. It has a few flaws, a few scenes
yeah.
that are like, it wasn't the best,
yeah.
you know.
Oh yeah, I definitely can but, yeah, I can definitely point those out too. You know, it's
like some scenes in like the middle episodes were like, why did they need that? But you know, I'd give it like a 7 or an 8, like a couple of tiers below my top scores. Just because it had some of those flaws, like it was some pretty glaring flaws. But I mean, you'll see it when you watch it, but then it makes up for that with the high points, like the good parts of it. So still like really worth watching. I would be surprised if this wasn't like one of the best anime of the season, because most of the animes this season are just like cute girl shows.
Yeah.
You can't really compare the two, but It's a good show. It's in the top. It's in a high class, but it's not in the top class. It's not like an S tier show, in my opinion.
I can kind of get behind that.
Not quite.
I can get behind what you're saying, though.
I would say like it's in like the top 100.
One 100.
I'd have to add 100. All that up, maybe.
I mean, it's a possibility. Like, it's not. It's probably gonna be like, you know, a mid kind of score, you know, if we're talking about top 100. So
I'd have to add all my stuff. That's another topic. We should do like top 100. Maybe not 100. That's probably too many.
Write it in our management sheet.
Write it down. Me and Danny are going to
We should just ad-lib that
me
one.
Me and Danny are just going to be
make
the
a top list where we don't prepare.
Fucking
we're just like
we're just gonna just yeah. start just talk.
We're gonna be the.
I like this one.
We're a lot of word vomit.
Yeah,
fucking just
we forget.
Nonsense.
We like name things 3 times without realizing it.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Unfiltered. I think does that. I mean, I'm.
So what else should you watch if you liked Devilman or vice versa?
Berserk,
Evangelion.
Yeah.
Which we mentioned.
If you want to watch more Go Na Guy stuff.
Other Go Na Guy stuff.
I actually really think that any iteration of Cutie Honey is definitely worth the watch.
Oh, yeah. Cutie Honey. That's another big one. They did. Oh, Parasite. Parasite. There you go. Came out a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. Parasite.
What's that flower
Parasite
one?
Parasite the Maxim.
What's that flower one?
Flowers of Evil or?
Yes. Yes. Flowers of Evil.
Hellsing.
I actually haven't watched
Akira.
Akira.
Yeah, Akira is a big
yeah,
yeah.
Holy shit.
So
yeah,
I do,
which was probably pretty heavily influenced.
So I do want to say something too, like about Cutie Honey. If you watch the anime, that's cool too. But there was actually a live action television series that lasted like 20 some episodes. There's also a live action movie, but it's not as good. But Hideaki Anno worked on that one actually. But it's called, I think it's just called, oh God, what is it called? Cutie Honey.
Cutie Honey or something?
I think it's called. Cutie Honey the Live. That's what it's called. And it's like very Power Rangers-esque and very silly, but there's like a lot of weird dark shit in it. And it's like, what the, like what's going on? But there's, and then there's,
I think everything should have weird dark
and,
shit. Just
and then there's even kids shows. Butts in it, and then there's a lot of butts. You can see a lot of butts.
There's dude, you had me at butts.
Not
always have to have.
You
butts.
Had me at butts.
You had me at. Sam, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not being racist, but you had me at butts. Is what Nick told butts. Me just now. He said that to me just now.
Butts.
But yeah, Cutie Honey, definitely. But every recommendation that Nick gave just now, I 100% agree.
If you go to the Mal page, they have a pretty good list of recommendations.
Oh, okay. See, and then I'll check that.
I'm
out.
On there
I'll
right now. And then additionally, like these don't have anything to do with Devilman, but if you liked Masaaki Yuasa's
oh sure
style,
yeah.
then watch his other works. My personal favorite is Ping Pong the Animation. I think that's like a masterpiece. I gave that one a 10 out of 10.
You would.
It's kind of like your mileage will vary on that, but dude, this guy's awesome.
This guy's awesome. Ping Pong the Animation.
Yeah, I would definitely want to watch more of his stuff.
Yeah, no, he's...
So.
And I honestly really didn't know who he really was until Nick had mentioned it a bit ago. But
yeah.
I think it was when he talked about Ping Pong the anime. He was trying to get me to watch Ping Pong. I should watch it.
He kept oh.
Dude, if you're like an athlete or a competitive person, you have to watch Ping Pong. You got to watch
as
that, and
as,
then you got to watch Kaiji, different director.
Ultimate Survivor.
Anyway.
As soon as Nick found out that like I am like a fangirl of sports animes, he's all like
Ping Pong.
You have to watch it.
Ping Pong's like barely a sports anime. It is a sports anime, but it's a short one. A lot of sports anime are longer. They're like multiple seasons. Ping Pong's just one. It's like 12 episodes. So
yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll have to. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to watch it.
So what are we saying? In conclusion, I'm saying, I think, give Devilman Crybaby the 3-episode rule even. And see what happens.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Just watch it.
Yeah, or just watch it. You know, just don't even consider the 3-episode rule because you really don't.
Well,
know
you'll
what
get it.
Will
you'll
happen.
Get it after one episode. If you hate it.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Out.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, that first episode. That's yeah. You'll know after that first episode.
Right. Right.
So.
And the Netflix did a pretty decent job dubbing it, I think.
I
didn't really have any problems
with
dub.
I watched it dubbed. I didn't even bother. I really when I found out that we were gonna do a review on this, like I genuinely wanted to make sure that I was going to understand it. If I watched the dub, because I knew if I watched the sub, I probably would have been even more confused than I already am. So,
in my opinion, I think it doesn't matter. I think they were both good.
Doesn't matter.
Well,
I feel
yeah,
like it.
There's like a couple of parts where they have like a Japanese person trying to speak English and they just fucking butcher it. But
yeah,
like the Japanese people, just like a lot of them just have, they can't talk English. Like they can't act in English, I should say. You know what I mean? Like
it's quite enjoyable.
And
when
probably
they try,
vice versa.
Though.
I mean, probably if I try to speak Japanese, I'd sound like an idiot, but you know.
Yeah.
But it's like if you got somebody acting, you know, voice acting, like just get an English person and put them in there. Don't put a Japanese person to do it because it's going to sound bad. So.
Right.
I don't know. Unless you want it to sound meme-y, like.
Meme-ish?
Like, you know, like Donald Trump from Inuyashiki where he's like,
yeah.
I got mine. You all can suck it. Best part of Inuyashiki right
fucking
there.
Stupid Trump. Oh, my God. Fucking funny. Okay. Well, that was awesome. I think Devilman Crybaby was great. So you should, if you haven't heard of Gona Gai, you should look that shit up. And you should also look up Anime Summit Podcast on YouTube and hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button to get notifications to your devices, bitch. And then
belly bell bell bell.
And then
subscribe on RSS feeds, iTunes, whatever apps you use.
Any you know. Podcast app, iTunes, whatever. And then also, you should follow Nick, me, and Danny on Twitter because we're the shit. And then you should also follow Anime Summit on Twitter too because Nick is always posting
yes.
the good otaku stuff on the Tweedle-tweedle-tweedle-tweedle-shitters.
I haven't even posted on that one yet.
Oh, I thought you.
I
thought you were.
But I. No, I haven't done anything on that.
I know I posted a couple.
I retweeted a couple.
But anyways, yeah, I am Phantasma Justera. Nick is Blind Freeman. And Danny is Cool Girl Izumi on Twitter. You should follow us and then follow at Anime Summit.
No, I changed it.
To what? God damn it. That Danny. So you should follow That Danny.
My Mal is Cool Girl Izumi.
Okay, fine. Jesus Christ. That DANNIE. And then...
Yes.
And then you should tweet at us and say, hey, Danny, waifu of the week, who you choosing? And then she'll tweet back and say something like, whoever has big butts. I don't know.
And then
you should also subscribe to Anime Summit Extra and subscribe for good stuff. And you know, maybe there'll be some gifts for you in the near future if you sub and share some stuff and share our stuff all the time. Anyways... That was Anime Sun Podcast. Nick, take us out of here before I poop.
Oh, I didn't think
you
I
did the
to.
Intro,
we
so you
got to
do the outro, you dummy.
Oh, outro.
That was great. Can we just? I'm just gonna cut that out and start using it.
And use it for the near future.
Oh man, okay, I'm sorry, I'll just say. I've been Sam, she's been Danny, he's been Nick, and we've been the Anime Summit Podcast.
Peace.